Kasumba and Coach Paul, thank you for doing this, guys.
Anytime, anytime.
Where are you guys calling me from?
Well, we are calling you from Uganda in a place called Gayaza.
Now, before we talk some baseball, we're going to talk about your beautiful country. Is that okay?
Sure. No problem.
Okay, so I've traveled a lot over Africa. I've been to your neighbor. I've been to Kenya. I've never been to Uganda yet. So if I come there as a traveler, how many days should I stay for?
It will depend on the fun you're going to have. You can spend for it, yeah.
So now, when everyone talks about Uganda, the first thing everyone talks about is gorilla trekking. Is that something I should definitely do?
Yeah. The safari on the gorilla trekking is really, really awesome.
What about the rhinos? Because I keep hearing about gorillas and rhinos. Can I do all that together?
Of course. I can organize that for you. I'm good at that.
Now, Coach Paul, let me ask you, how far from the capital of Kampala is the gorilla trekking?
To where the gorilla trekking are, I think it's something like 200 kilometers. I think 200 kilometers. I'll do some research about that, but it's something 200 kilometers.
Okay, now when I land in the capital, give me some stuff I'm going to do. I heard about the Owino Market. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
All right, so tell me.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest markets around Kampala, actually in Uganda. It's the biggest.
All right, so tell me, if I'm there for 3 days, what am I going to do in the capital? Give me some fun stuff that I'm going to do out there.
Well, we have beautiful sightseeing, the tradition ones. We have basically the tourist sites in the capital. They are not many, but mm-hmm. they are quite interesting because lots of different tourists who come, they visit the places. I maybe go have some fun, drink some beer or so too.
Now, Coach Paul, I heard about three foods I got to try. I heard about Luombo.
Posho.
And then Matoke, is that the banana one? Matoke. Everyone told me I have to try those three things.
Yeah. It's really common. Actually, it's like the local food. Most people who come here want to try that local food.
So how far are you guys from the capital?
Well, it's like 20 kilometers from the capital.
Oh, that's not far at all. So if I come there, you can be my tour guide, right?
Of course. I'll be at your service.
And now, have you guys ever left Uganda?
Well, Kasumba has left Uganda to Tanzania.
Oh, okay.
To Kenya and other neighboring countries to play baseball. But I have left Uganda to Japan to play semi-professional. Yeah.
Let's talk about that, because that's how obviously you guys came on my radar. How did a dude or two dudes from Uganda fall in love with America's pastime? I need to know.
Well, we just some interested fellas just to doing what we love most. You know, it's just the only sport we've been thinking about. We've been playing, you know. So I personally, when I went to Japan, so he hadn't played baseball. But when I came back, he picked up interest. He was like, I wanna beat you in your game. When he told me that he was still young by then, I just told him, bring it on. So, well, I was so impressed on the working ethic he put on. So his working ethic was so much higher than I could expect. That's why I gave him a hand to do more. Yeah, that's when he went all over social media due to his high working ethic.
Right before social media, Coach, you got to tell me how you fell in love with baseball, because, listen, I traveled all over the world, and it's soccer, it's cricket, maybe even a little rugby.
Soccer.
Yeah, but why and how did you start watching baseball? With YouTube clips, highlights, is baseball on TV out there?
Well, I personally, we started when I was 10, we started watching different Americans were Marine. By then they had come to Uganda for a vacation. So when they came to Uganda for a vacation, they started playing baseball and softball. So when they started, they called us to join. That was way back then in 2000, I think it was in 2001. Yeah, we were called to join and we joined. But when these Marines traveled back to their country, they left us with the equipment. So we got so much interested, which kind of game was it? And we started looking it over on YouTube.
Wow.
So yeah, when some of them went, they were so passionate to send us more equipment to keep us playing. Yeah. So from that moment, we kept on playing, and some of them came back to train us more games. While they're on their vacations, they went back, they came back. So that's how we picked up interest. That's how I picked up interest. But when I traveled to the place where I am right now, so for my case, I had played baseball for like now more years than him. So when he came at the pitch, he saw a different game being played. So he asked me, which kind of game is that which is being played with sticks? Actually, he called the bat sticks. So he was like, yeah. Yeah. So I was like, no, this is not a bat. This is not a stick, it's a bat. He was like, why do you have to hit the ball? So he was like, we are trying to, play, we are throwing stones. He was like, aren't you guys mad? Aren't you running mad to play throwing stones and hitting them? So I was like, no, you can join us if you want. So from that moment, he tried out the game. So I would be happy to say I introduced him to the game, but he was very, very young kid. By then he was 9. Yeah, ever since then, the game he used to say that we are throwing stones and hitting it with sticks. Now is the game, it's the game he likes most.
Now, Coach, one more question for you. How'd you get to
Sure.
Japan?
I used to play baseball here. So when these guys introduced the game to Uganda, we were being trained by Americans. So when Americans came and went on different intervals, we so happened to get a Japanese coach who was coaching. He came in, and I was like, I want to promote more the game of baseball in Uganda. He came due to the help of the embassy, Japanese embassy under JICA. So when he came, he saw my playing style and my physique was very good. And he saw my batting style was I was a power hitter. He was like, well, I can introduce you to Japan and you can play professional. I was like, well, if you
Wow.
see the potential in me, I don't know if I can compete with those guys, but you on the ground. But if you see the potential in me and if you feel I can compete with these guys, well, I'm at your service to try out the different challenge. So that's when I was introduced to Japan. I went and played for 5 years. So yeah, that's how I went to Japan. That's why I was introduced to Japan.
Okay, so now you come home. Kasumba falls in love with you, falls in love with baseball. Is baseball popular there in Uganda?
Well, soccer is more popular.
Of course.
Soccer is
I
more
see him
popular.
wearing the soccer jersey now.
No, it's a Uganda. Actually, it's a Uganda baseball jersey.
Oh,
So
okay.
just because we don't have good baseball jerseys like the MLBs.
So they look just like the soccer ones, right?
Yeah, it looks just like a soccer. So when I came back to Uganda, so that's when after I had introduced him to the game of baseball some time back. When I came back to Uganda, was so interested and was like, can I also play professional? Is it possible for me to play professional? I was like, man, nothing is impossible if you devote your heart into what you want. So he was like, I want to beat you in your game. I want to be I actually my dream was either to play NPB or MLB. So at that moment I couldn't make it. So that's why he came in was like, I want to beat you in your game. You didn't make it up to the top levels, but I want to make it to the top levels. I was like, man, if you want that, I can help you be there. So that's how the working ethic, the social medias, it's all over social media.
Now, Coach, what position did you play?
Well, I was a center fielder and a pitcher.
Now, Kasumba,
I used to,
how did you fall in love with catching?
because I love to throw balls to second, to first, to third, to command. Yeah, because I see everyone in the position. That's why I want to command every time. Well, actually, the fact is why he loves most catching. He likes throwing out runners on second base. He loves it so much. So actually, sometimes I feel so much agitated when he feels good when the player is on first base. He likes players on first base because he wants to throw them. But in my case, I feel so sometimes bad. I don't want a player to be
You
on
don't want
first base.
anybody on base.
I don't want anyone on the base. But when we get to play on any base, he feels okay. He feels, yeah, take the next base.
So let's talk about this video because I saw this video and I'm like, wow, look at this kid. I didn't know where he was. I think it was raining. He was standing on some cement blocks. I'm like, this guy's really working hard. Then I clicked the video. I see he's playing in Uganda in the rain every day, videos swinging, throwing, blocking balls. What happened? How'd that video go viral?
Well, on social media, Kasumba, on different occasions, he has been gaining different more followers. You know, what the more followers you get, the more legit your thing becomes. Yeah, so he has some good following on social media. And I'll be honest with you, in Uganda right now, no one hits Kasumba in the followers in sports. I'll be honest with you, in
Really?
baseball, no one. Yes, he's actually the leading guy who is being followed on social media. So I think it got more fan base when different people shared it, different people commented about it. Yeah.
Now, we're going to talk more about baseball, but how can we help? Because a lot of Major League Baseball players, a lot of famous players are writing to you. And we know how this is, Coach and Kasumba. They're like, oh, we want to help. And then they don't do anything. So let's make it
Yeah.
easy. How can people help you? Because listen, it's very easy for someone just to tweet, I want to help this kid, and then say
Right.
nothing. You know, I made sure I text him. Me and Kasumba, we talk every day. How can people help you? Can we send equipment there? Can we send balls, jerseys? Explain how everyone can help out.
First of all, I would say we just I'm just a coach of coaching different young kids whom I help not to go on the streets, whom I help not to get involved into crime. So the only way, actually the only way I feel I can be given a hand, if one of my players or two or three make it to the pros. I think for when one of them or two gets to the pro, maybe I think I can retire the game. I feel that way. Maybe I feel from there I can retire the game. That's one. Now, secondly, I feel the other way people can help. Maybe we lack equipment. We lack equipment. We lack different good balls, bats, playing bases. For the grounds, for the grounds also we lack grounds, but we have nothing to do. We love the game, so we utilize anything available around us. Yeah, basically, anyone who feels like helping, we really need equipment. We really need someone to give us a hand, to at least to some of my players, maybe to get invited to college. Playing USA, actually. I think actually it would be my dream come true. Yeah, I did make it to the pro, but well, I'm fighting so hard some of my players to make it to the college or different organizations, because when it makes it up there, other kids will be very, very motivated. Yeah.
Now, Coach and Kasumba, how can we send stuff to you though? Like, is there an address? How can people reach out to send you? If right now I'm cleaning out my closet and I find two bats, six balls, and two gloves, maybe a pair of cleats, how can we send stuff out to you guys?
Well, of recent, we've given Kasumba to share different to different people the address where we can get such stuff. So we do have an address where you can send us stuff. I think you'll in after this, I think you'll be sharing it to you.
Yeah, of course. And I'm going to make sure I tweet it out. And we have so many people in their garage, like in my mom's garage. We have so much, and we think, Coach, we think it's crap. We haven't used these gloves in 7 years, 8 years. Why not donate them to a country that wants to do it? Now, maybe you can come play for the Yankees. I heard you guys are Yankee fans. Is that true?
I personally, well, I've been a great fan of Yankees
Okay.
because honestly speaking, I like power hitting, and when it comes to power hitting, it has some good power hitters. Aaron Judge, you know.
The best. Now, obviously you guys have extremely warm weather there. Do you guys play baseball year round out there every day?
Well, now the most challenge, just like I told you, it's equipment. Well, we would like to play baseball all year round, every day, but we lack good balls. We are short of balls. Sometimes we make our own balls through different papers, hard papers. So, but it's hard to use them for longer. So, and when you hit them, they can't go any further. So we just lack different good equipment to maintain the game flowing. So that's one of our best, most challenges. You know, and also I'll talk about different players are coming from different places. So now for Kasumba to come to the field, he has to walk like 4 kilometers to the field. Yeah, so he has nothing to do every day. He makes it up to 4 kilometers. Now I have other players like Kasumba who would like to walk to the field, but others are young. You know, they lack transportation means. So I find myself on the baseball field with a few players who can walk till the field. But on a Saturday, Sundays, I have a large number of my players who come, to enjoy the game of baseball.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Is there a league there, or is it just players that play? Is there teams? How is it out there?
There is a league, but the fact is, baseball is not so popular in Uganda. So we lack sponsors of the league.
Okay.
So now it becomes so harder to organize different teams to come together or to travel to play baseball. Yeah. Now, what we basically do sometimes is like when I part time somewhere and get some small money, I can organize a league. So basically, I always do that. Sometimes with my fellow friends, we put some little funds together so that we can call different teams and we see them compete. But if I and my friends fail to raise that, we just let it go. So a league is there, but funding it becomes more harder because baseball is not that popular in Uganda. So it's really, really hard to approach a big company for sponsorship. It's very, very hard. And actually, the last league I organized, it was last year in July, I think. But it was one of the American whom I introduced the idea of getting different kids together to play league. So when he bought my idea, so he's the one who sponsored the league. It was involved like 8 teams,
Oh,
so
that's a lot.
that's
That's a
when
lot.
yeah they are a lot they are a lot but you have to facilitate them, you have to transport them, you have to feed them, you know.
Yeah. It's not just let's walk down the block and play. It's kind of a whole process just to do it, correct?
So when we get that facilitation, we do make it happen. When we fail to get that facilitation, we just let it go.
Now, I just watched a video of Kasumba. Were you on in Japan or China? I saw a video of that.
Well, I think it in my thinking, it was in Korea, either Korea or Chinese Taipei.
Yeah, Korea.
Yeah, I think it's Korea.
Korea.
It's Korea because I know I, when I saw the way they write, it's not the Japanese way. I know how the Japanese way write, and I could listen to what they are talking, but I couldn't pick anything. I can speak a little bit of Japanese, but for that case, I couldn't understand what they were talking. I think it was Korea.
So now, again, everyone wants to help you guys out, especially, and everyone wants to help out people who love baseball. Has anyone sent anything yet? Because everyone keeps saying they're going to send anything. Has anyone sent anything yet? Or am I going to be the first one?
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna be honest with you. Well, we've gotten different people saying we're gonna send you stuff. You're gonna give us your address. Well, we've shared our address to different platforms, to different people. But man, we are just waiting for anyone to come out. So anyone who feels like we shall be at their service while waiting. So different people have promised us they'll be sending us different stuff. But we don't know who's telling the fact, we're telling, who's serious, who's not serious. But what we've done good is to share it to different people who would love to help.
Now, Coach,
Yeah.
let me ask you this, because like I said, I'm a big traveler and I want to come to Uganda in 2023. So this year I want to come there. So if I
I'll be
show up
at your
in
service. We shall be at your service.
so if I show up in Uganda with a big thing of baseballs and gloves and bats, you're going to give me the royal treatment, right? You're going to show me around everywhere?
Yeah, we shall get your service.
So now you told us how people can help. We're going to do that. You told us how you fell in love with the game. How you guys are practicing and stuff. Kasamba, he went viral. He's everywhere. Are there younger kids that look up to him now that want to play also because they see what goes on the internet?
Of course, there are lots of players of his age and
And
younger
Kasamba,
of
how
his.
old is he?
Kasumba is 18. Yeah, he's
He's a big
18.
boy.
Yeah, he's a big boy. Now, just one thing about him, which differentiates him from other players, he has this mad working ethic, I would call it. Is you know is his passion, I think is beyond mine.
Wow, wow.
His passion is really, I just sometimes also I just sit down, tell him we are done training, go back home and rest. From so after telling other players going back, you see him still throwing balls on the fence, throwing balls on the fence, hitting. His passion is quite different from others. That's why I think he has gone viral. You tell him now, tomorrow is the resting day. You tell him tomorrow is the resting day. You're going to check on your social media. You're seeing Kasumba has posted. Well, he's working now. You're like, what? That's why I think he has gone more viral. Yeah, and people I think have liked what he does. So due to that, we've gotten actually he has gotten to be more popular. He's more popular, Yeah, sometimes I joke with him that how can you be more popular than your coach?
But now, Coach and Kasamba, this is on you too. This is what's very important. A lot of times when a clip goes viral, in a week or two, they're going to forget about you. So you got to keep putting out the videos, you got to keep working hard, and you got to keep your name out there. Because listen, in a week now, there might be a kid playing basketball in Taiwan that everyone watches now. So you have to always make sure that you keep working hard and focusing out there. And now, once
Again, we
again,
get the point.
yeah, give the plug. Tell everyone where they can follow you, how everyone can help out. Because we gotta get this word out there. We gotta get some baseballs out there to you guys.
Sure. Well, I get your point.
Okay.
So can go on Twitter.
Thank you very much. Yes. My name is Kasumba Dennis, and I practice every day because my dream is to play professional. I want to be like Salvador Perez, Yadier Molina, a catcher from New York who win Golden Glove. Yes, I want to be like him. I want to win like him. That's why I'm working every day. That's why sometimes I use my own equipment, because it's easier for me to make this than to make a glove. Because sometimes it's helped me because when balls come, it's helped me to do like this, to do like this. It helped me. It's same like glove. That's why sometimes I use paper than a glove because my glove is very hot and I don't want to lose my glove also because I need to play with it in game. That's why sometimes I make my own equipment in practice to use. Yeah.
So what you're saying, you give your names you use on social media,
My name
on Twitter.
on Twitter, Kasumba Dennis, on Instagram, Kasumba Dennis, and YouTube, Kasumba Dennis, and TikTok.
I'll spell it. It's
Yes.
KASUMBADENNIS.
Yes.
Listen to me.
Yep.
This was so much fun to do. I love following you. You're one of my favorite follows, and I follow a lot of people. You give so much, you work so hard that you motivate everyone. I'm going to see you this year. We're going to get some stuff sent out to you, and you guys got to give me some good food. Is that fair?
Of
Yes,
course, you shall be at your service. Maybe
sir.
on another case. For my case, I've been training these kids, but there is something I copied from the internet, from the USA. I saw a leech called a Miracle Leech. Basically, this leech is a leech to promote disabilities.
Okay.
Yeah, this basically kids who are in love with baseball, but they don't have anyone to support them into baseball. So I saw something on the internet on the USA. They do something called Miracle Leech. So actually, I try to introduce that in Uganda too, because we have a lot of disabled children who are left out from the sports. So we tried I and Kasumba. We try to motivate them, to bring them also into the community.
Wow.
Yeah, because these kids also like sports, but they are in Africa. Lots of such kids are left out. You know what I'm trying to mean?
Of course,
So they
yes.
are left out. They are left out. So what we try to do with Kasumba is now we introduce something in Uganda. It's called Magic Smile. So wait, yeah. Magic smile, where we bring magic smiles on these kids who are disabled
Oh.
to play the game of baseball. So now, if you so happen to get someone who has such equipment for these kids who want to hit. Now, basically, I saw they use plastic bats, they use plastic balls for these disabled children. So it's something I'm trying to push to different orphanage, to different disability homes, and they have picked interest in it because we've seen different disabled kids have developed self-esteem. They are working hard now. They are happy in their community. So if you so happen to get such equipment which they can be used also, well, I'll be glad, to receive them.
And coach, let me tell you two things before we finish up. One, that's beautiful that you're doing that. That is just very heartwarming, very beautiful. That's going to be easier because the truth, coach, that's so cheap out here. You can buy a plastic bat and a ball for $1 here. They're everywhere. So we're going to set
Yeah.
something up, coach. I'm going to make some calls. I'm involved with Baseball United. It's the first
Sure.
American baseball league that's bringing baseball to the Middle East. Mariano Rivera
Wow.
is involved in it. He's the president. I'm involved in that. I'm going to speak to those
Wow.
guys. I'm pretty sure we're going to make something happen, brother.
I'll be at your service. Well, you talked about Manny Rivera. He told me, Manny Rivera, he told me this is he was one of the greatest closers in the history.
In the
I told
history of
him,
baseball, yes.
I told him, yeah. He was like, wow, I wish I could say just hi to him. I wish I could talk to him. I was like, when your chance comes, you will, So
Listen
he's
to
so
me.
much interested to saying hi to Manny
Coach,
Rivera.
I talk to him all the time. I'm going to set that up, I
Wow.
promise you.
Oh, we shall be at your service. That
Coach,
would be
listen,
awesome.
my brothers, this was so much fun to do. Thank you for telling me about your country. I'm so looking forward to watching your journey. This is going to be so much
Sure.
fun, and we're going to keep in touch, okay?
Well,
Yes.
also what we ask you, please, we ask you to be part of this journey. It will be awesome. It will be, fun. Trust me on this.
I'm already a fan. I'll continue to watch, my friend. See you guys later, man. Thank you so much.
All right. Okay, sir. Bye-bye, guys. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.